Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio. Have you ever wanted to become wealthier, healthier, wiser, or just have more time to appreciate the finer things in life? On this show, we reveal what high performers are doing every day to be more successful without sacrificing their personal lives. Early to Rise Radio is sponsored by the Perfect Day Formula. Get your free copy of this game-changing success guide at freeperfectdaybook.com. Now let's get started with today's show.
Do you know the story of the trivial many and the vital few? It's a little rule that can be applied to your profits and your productivity. Today, I'm going to share it with you. I'm going to show you how to get more out of doing less, and we're going to help you build the life of your dreams. Hi, this is Craig Valentine, host of Early to Rise Radio, and we're going to show you and talk to you about the 80-20 principle. And I'm going to actually walk you through a little exercise that I did with my high-level mastermind members. I snuck this out of our recent $2,000 meeting, and I want to give it to you. So here's my gift. It's going to be amazing. And I also want to give you one more gift, a copy of my book, The Perfect Week Formula. This is part of the 80-20 principle, and you'll be able to get more done and make more money using this framework that I want to give to you at perfectweekformula.com. Now let's jump into the 80-20 principle. It's how to get 80% more while working 20% fewer hours. You know, in this little presentation I'm going to do for you here in this podcast, we'll talk about the 80-20 productivity rule. We'll explain what it means. I'll help you apply the ADE formula faster. And I'm going to give you an R word that changes everything when it comes to productivity, okay? So what does the 80-20 principle mean? Well, the 80-20 principle means that you get most of your results, 80% of your results, from 20% of your efforts. Sometimes you get 90% of your results from 15% of your efforts. It doesn't necessarily have to add up to 100%, but you probably know this as Pareto's principle, that 80% of your results you get from 20% of your efforts. Now, on the flip side, 80% of the problems in your life probably come from 20% of the sources. So it might be that you have one person in your life that gives you almost all of your problems, or a few people in your life. Or there's a few activities in your life that are causing you 80% of your problems. Or there's a few activities in your business that are giving you 80% of your results. Or when you go to the gym, there's 20% of the exercises you do give you 80% of your results. That was one of the main lessons that I taught in turbulence training back in the day. When I had that fitness business and I had so many clients come to me and saying, oh, I'm going to the gym for 9 hours a week and doing all these exercises. Well, I cut them down to about 20% of that exercise time and used a small number of exercises, and we got them 80% of their results. We got them more results than they were getting before. So the 80-20 principle is really powerful. And the way that you can apply this is to first do an analysis of how you're using your time. And we talked about this recently in one of my podcasts about the time journal. The time journal is a little exercise. It's super powerful. And what you do is you write down what you're doing every 30 minutes, and you write down why you're doing it and how you feel. And you make a lot of associations when you go through this time journal. And by doing this time journal, you start to identify where you're wasting a lot of time, but also where you're three times more productive, creative, and energetic than at any other time of day. And we call that your magic time. When you find your magic time, you want to spend that time on your most important tasks. So you think about your hardest tasks, the thing that you and also probably don't want to do that will move your business ahead, or that will help you get the work done in your corporate job or whatever it is that you do. It's the same with your workouts, by the way. You pick the exercises that are the hardest and you focus on them. And that's the key, is knowing where you spend your time and your efforts. And then if you are an entrepreneur, you should have your team members do this as well, so that you get great insight and introspection into how they're spending their time. It may be that there are a small number of tasks that they're spending 80% of their time on. I have a coaching client who's an accountant, and recently he didn't have a good system into place to monitor one of his team members, and the team member spent all of their working hours on one client when they had four clients they had to be involved with. And that one team member costs him a lot of profit that month. And, you know, he only has a small number of team members, so his 20% of his team caused 80% of his problems because he wasn't monitoring properly. So having your team members, even your children, do this time journal will help them spend their time better and will help you spend your time better so that you can be more productive. So again, the 80-20 facts are that most good things happen because of a small number of highly productive forces, and most bad things happen because of a small number of highly destructive forces. So let's think about the good forces that you are often spending your time on. In business, if you want to make more money, you must be spending more time on sales. An hour and a half in the morning is 20% of your day, and it will probably bring you 80% of your results. So if you spend an hour and a half in the morning on generating sales, whether writing sales letters, improving your sales scripts, reaching out and generating leads for your sales calls, in an hour and a half, that will generate most of your results. Now, on the flip side, if you get up and you check Instagram and Facebook, and the next thing you know, you've lost an hour and a half, those are just two activities over the course of the day. They're 20% of the activities that you do in a day, but they're causing 80% of your time wasting. So you need to do an analysis on your life. You can even do an analysis on your diet. You know, maybe you're eating well most of the time, but you have a chocolate cake addiction or you have alcohol problem, and that 20% of the food that you take in is causing 80% of your dietary problems. So you need to then think, okay, well, how can I eliminate this? How can I get this stuff out of the house so that it no longer destroys me? The 80-20 principle applies in so many facets of our life. So just sit there and think and do some reflection and write down, what are the things that really move the needle in your life and in your business, whether in the right way or in the wrong way? And that will help you to realize where the problems are that need to be solved. And maybe you need me to solve them as a business coach. And if you do, you can go to craigballantyne.com/apply to work with me, just like my mastermind clients. And we can get rid of those obstacles in the way and help you spend more time on the things that move the needle. I did this with one of my clients, a guy named Boris Enzel from France. And we've worked together for a year now. And he's gone and had the biggest week in his business because ever, and he's been running his business for 10 years, he had his biggest week because we shifted the focus and usage of his time to more leadership and more selling and away from the day-to-day operations, which he then was able to delegate to team members, and he's been able to lead and manage those team members so that they're more productive. And the result is his most profitable week of his entire 10-year business career. One of the exercises that I had him do was the automate, delegate, eliminate exercise. And this is where you would take a piece of paper. It's another exercise you'll need to do over the course of the day. But make three columns. Very, very simple. You don't need any fancy applications or any fancy journals to do this. All you need is a scrap piece of paper, and you write down in the first column, the word automate. The second column is delegate. The third column is eliminate. And as you go through your day, every 30 minutes, you write down what you're doing and think, can I automate this? Is there a software, something like Zapier out there that can automate so many of your activities? Can you delegate it? Is this your job? Like, should you really be doing this? Or is it something that you have a team member who is qualified to do this and can do it for you? For example, the other day I was putting together a brand new course, and there's a section on how to hire a VA. I have never hired a VA, but my team, including this team member, Linda, who's absolutely amazing, she's hired a lot of VAs. And she created the PowerPoint presentation for me. And I was about to do it, and I thought, why would I do this? She's the expert in this. I'm not just going to read the slides and make stuff up. So I delegated it to her, and it saved me a lot of time. And then there's the elimination. What is it in your job that you should stop doing? There's probably a bunch of stuff that you don't need to be doing. I don't need to be doing podcasts for people that have 50 listeners. Therefore, when people try to get me on a podcast, I ask them, well, how many downloads do you get per show? And let's be fair, like, you wouldn't expect Tony Robbins to be on a show if there's 50 listeners. and I can't afford to be on 8 podcasts a day. I was just on a show with 280 with a friend of mine. He has 284,000 followers on Instagram. He's in a mastermind of a client of mine, Vince Del Monte. He's a good friend, and he just wanted to do a quick 20-minute podcast that I know is going to get out to thousands of people. Well, that's worth my time. I don't need to eliminate that, but I need to eliminate doing every podcast for every single person. I just don't have the time, and it's bleeding me dry and then bleeding my personal life and causing me stress. So automate, delegate, and eliminate. What are you doing at this very moment, all day long, that you can automate, delegate, or eliminate? Now, delegation is always a sore spot. Most people think, oh, I can't delegate. Well, yes, you can. Yes, you absolutely can. You can go to Upwork.com, FreeUp.net, or Fiverr.com. That's FIVERR.com. Or even OnlineJobs.ph, which is a virtual assistant website in the Philippines. And you can find people who speak English from all over the world, including in America, who are willing to work at lower rates than you might expect to do a couple of hours of work per week. Now, obviously, they can't come to your house and mow your lawn, but they can do data entry. They can do some bookkeeping. You can find a CFO on Upwork for $34 an hour, and they are all rated and vetted like books on Amazon. It's a powerful, powerful tool. So automate, delegate, and eliminate. And always be asking these questions that I have in my billionaire time matrix, which are, what do you hate doing? And then, if you hate doing a certain task at a certain time, just move that task to another time. Or maybe that's part of, well, what should you stop doing? And you just stop doing that activity. Or maybe it's not your job, and you ask this question, what's not your job? And maybe there's something you do that you hate that's not your job, and you delegate that. And then also ask, what are your distractions? And by asking those questions and rearranging your schedule and doing some automation, delegation, and elimination, you should be able to save 10 hours or more per week. Not 15% on your car insurance in 15 minutes or less, but 10 hours or more per week is pretty darn good. I just need a little lizard to say it. It might be more accepted by people, but trust me, you can do this. And once you've done that, then ask yourself, what will you do with those 10 hours? And the answer to that is to do more of the things that are working in your business, which is essentially the 80-20 principle. Now, I mentioned before that we're going to talk about the R word that changes everything. And I learned this from one of my mentors, Dan Kennedy. He has a book called Ruthless Management of People and Profits. Oh my goodness, that's a horrible, horrible title in this politically correct world. Well, you know what? If you're a business owner, an entrepreneur, and you're employing people, and you're risking your life savings, and you're not monitoring what people do with their time, you've taught the person who answers the phones in your business to follow a script, and then you don't monitor whether or not they're following the script, well, you could be throwing money away. Someone might be answering the phone, they might be in not a great tonality that you taught them, and they're just not paying attention, or maybe they're having a bad day, and it's showing through the way they answer the phone. If you're not monitoring that ruthlessly, you're throwing money down the drain. And anytime something happens at work that you could have fixed and it steals time from you, well, that's stealing time from you spending time with your children and that causing problems in your relationship. Or maybe you're not able to help with their homeschooling and they're not getting a great education because you are not ruthlessly monitoring the people in your business. Listen. That's how it works. And I know that, in this day and age, oh my goodness, how dare we upset somebody? Well, we have to. We have to because you're okay with being upset. You're okay with having your time stolen from you. Don't be such a pushover. You have to go out there and be ruthless with your time ownership. Now, you must also be ruthless about how you use your own time. So there's a couple of phrases I want you to stop using. Stop saying, what if? I had to stop saying that when I was invited to do podcasts for an audience of 50 people, because I would always say, well, what if somebody in that 50 is a good fit for my program? What if I go to a 2-day event and I fly across the country and that's another 2 days in airports? What if, speaking for free on that stage leads to a client? Well, what if it doesn't? I mean, that's 4 days of going across the country. So you're probably doing a lot of things that should be stopped because you're saying, well, what if, like, who knows? It might happen. Well, it might, but it's probably not going to. I call some of the stuff that people do, like PR and speaking, it's lottery ticket marketing. Yeah, what if? What if you win the lottery? Well, that's not a good enough reason for you to spend money on lottery tickets. Or what if you sat in front of a slot machine and pulled the handle all day long and you won the jackpot? What if? Like, you don't justify that to go and do that activity. So be very ruthless with your time when people ask you to do certain things and you think, well, who knows? What if? Because that's not a good way to do business. Another thing you need to stop saying is, I will do this myself. These are the five words that kill entrepreneurs, literally kill them, because you do it all yourself and you get so stressed out and your blood pressure goes through the roof and you lose the relationship with your family, which causes more health problems, and you lose your entire life because you say, I will just do it myself. And I know how tempting that is, but trust me, you have to delegate. You have to train people up. You have to hire great people. Steve Jobs had a really great phrase when he was alive. He said, we don't hire great people to tell them what to do. We hire great people so they tell us what to do. We hire great people so they tell us what to do. So give your team members autonomy. Ask them for help. Some of the best ideas I've had in building up my products or services have come from our customer service team because they hear what the clients want. Our customers are giving them feedback. Oh, could you do your programs this way? Could you deliver it that way? Hey, would you mind creating a product on this? I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah, sure. And we go and have great profits from it. So don't do everything yourself because, listen, you're not the smartest person in the world. There's somebody out there who's smarter. Because imagine like Steve Jobs, if he did everything himself when he was running Apple. Well, obviously, we wouldn't have an iPhone. And what if Henry Ford did everything himself? Well, you wouldn't have mass-produced cars. So you can't do everything yourself. And I know you're thinking, well, how am I going to find somebody better? Steve Jobs found somebody better. Oprah found somebody better at lighting and at, you know, taking care of the people that she interviewed and all that stuff. There's certain things. There's like the 5% of your business where nobody can do it better. And you do that stuff, the thing that really breaks the needle in your business, as my friend Sharon says. So stop doing all the little stuff yourself and be ruthless with your time. One other thing to say is just one more email subscription, just one more podcast subscription, just one more YouTube video. I have a client, a very successful real estate agent down in Indianapolis, and he always gets into the just one more YouTube video at night, which keeps him up until 1 a.m, which stops him from getting to the gym in the morning, which stops him from being present with his kids and causes problems in his relationship. YouTube is destroying your life. Netflix is destroying your life. One more drink is destroying your life. Just one more. We must stop the just one more, because even if it's just one more minute on Clubhouse or one, you know, which is a new app, or just one more minute on Instagram, or just one more Facebook video, or one more YouTube, or one more Netflix, that's stealing time from your kids, your spouse, your health. If you're saying, I have no time to go to the gym, well, let me see how much time you spend on social media. I'll tell you what, we will make time for what matters by finding time that's being wasted. So stop stealing time from the more important things in your life, my friend. I just don't want this to happen to you. I want you to be able to solve your problems so that you're able to go out there and be more successful in life. Now, I'm going to finish off with 7 questions. 7 questions that will help you 80-20 both your profits and your productivity. And if you want me to do a full 80-20 analysis podcast on profits, send me a message on Instagram at Real Craig Valentine or email me at support@earlytorise.com, because I have this hour-long presentation that I did for my mastermind members, and I would like to share it with you as well, in addition to the mastermind productivity presentation I did, if there's a demand for it. It was really a game changer for so many of my mastermind members, because they had huge breakthroughs and they realized where there was money just sitting on their table. So if you want that, you need to send me a message to encourage me to do it. Otherwise, I'll continue on interviewing some other experts. I've got some really great people coming up on the show. So send me a message at Instagram at realcraigvalentine.com or realcraigvalentine.com and or email me at support@earlytorise.com. I want to hear from you about whether you want me to dive deeper into the profits. But I'll leave you now with the seven most important questions to ask. And if you need help from me going through these questions and taking advantage of these opportunities, then go to craigvalentine.com/apply to work with me. So here we go. Question number one. What creates the most amount of profit for the least work in your business? What creates the most amount of profit for the least work? Why aren't you doing more of that? What are your big expenses that bring nothing in return? When was the last time you analyzed all the subscriptions that you have, all the technologies, all of the recurring subscriptions, all those things that are might be bleeding you of cash? Or are you spending money on PR or SEO and you have no idea how it works and you're losing money there? What are the biggest expenses that bring nothing in return that you know of? What high-income skill do you need to learn or hire? The four main high-income skills that are common among entrepreneurs are selling, face-to-face, nose-to-nose, toes-to-toes, speaking, you know, doing YouTube videos, doing speaking from stage, speaking through podcasts. Being a great communicator is very important. Number three is writing copy. So being a copywriter is a high-income skill. That's how you turn words into money. Number four is leadership, using my Management Rhythms Blueprint program, following the meetings that we teach in there. That's a game changer, and becoming better at being a leader is important. And then finally, the fifth high income skill, which actually isn't really applicable to many entrepreneurs, is, you know, software coding. Now, I'm not going to talk about that because I don't have that high income skill, but the other four are easily within your control to go and learn, and they will help you improve your business, any business at all. Question number four is, why am I doing this right here, right now? And in addition to that, you say, can I automate, delegate, and eliminate one of these activities? Question number five is, what am I not doing because it's too hard? For a long time in my fitness business, I said, it's too hard to figure out how to run Facebook ads to my program. It just won't work. And I lost a lot of money because it was too hard for Craig to do that. And then I finally built a team and we figured it out. And we had our record year, $5.5 million in 2014, selling one fitness program. And I would have made a whole lot more before that, but it was too hard and I came up with these wussy excuses. Number six, where am I leaving money on the table? Where am I leaving money on the table by not having a sales team or by not following up enough? You know, do we have a monster follow-up system in place? We use Pipedrive in my business and we have a 13-step monster follow-up sequence that allows us to stay in touch with people. We do a lot of gifting to keep the conversation going. So if we didn't do that, we would leave a lot of money on the table. Over to you. Where are you leaving money on the table because you're not following through on finishing up the deals? And then the seventh question, and I dive a lot deeper into the 80-20 profit training that I'd love to do for you. And the question is, what can you sell past customers? It's a whole lot easier to sell a past customer something than it is to go out and get a new customer. So think about that. Is there ways that you can offer more value to your current customers by giving them a new product or service? And is there a way to offer them a high ticket? You know, I talk a lot about the 5% of people. If you have 100 customers, there's 5 people, 5%, who will pay you more than you're charging right now. So you can come up with another offer. And it really makes sense if you have 1,000 or 10,000 customers, you really like there's 50 or 500 people who will pay for a mastermind or pay for a, you know, a week-long session in Costa Rica or who will buy the most expensive car on your lot. Are you really reaching out to those people and seeing if you can get your 5% of clients and customers to buy a higher profit program or service or product? So those seven questions can really, really help you shift your schedule, manage your priorities, and make more time for what matters so that your profits increase in your business with you working less so that you have more time for your family, your health, and your hobbies. Let me know what you thought of today's show, okay? And if you want me to do that 80-20 profit principle presentation, I'd love to do that as another podcast, but only if you want it. So please let me know on Instagram at Real Craig Ballantyne, or you can go to my Perfect Business Formula Facebook group and message me there, or you can email us at support@earlytorise.com. Really looking forward to building this out for you. I can't wait to help you have a great year, even in all this uncertainty and chaos. And you can do it when you're willing to do the self-analysis, the self-reflection, the introspection, and dive deep and ask the hard questions, okay? So thank you for being here with me on the Early to Rise radio show. Again, if you're like, okay, I can't do this myself, Craig, I need your help, I need your expertise, I need to become a better leader, grow those high income skills, and I know that you've done it, then go to craigballantyne.com/apply and fill up. It's very short, take about a minute or two to fill that out. It gives us all I need to see if we're a good fit to work together, and we'll be in touch with you soon. All right, so can't wait to work with everybody and help you one way or another this year. Looking forward to hearing from you, and we'll talk to you soon.